brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Let's take a look at the opening prayer first of all. O God, strength of those who hope in you, graciously hear our pleas. And since without you mortal frailty can do nothing, grant us always the help of your grace, that in following your commands, we may please you by our resolve and our deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. That prayer is very important. Graciously hear our pleas. Apart from you, God, we have nothing. Our mortal frames are so frail that without you we can really do nothing that is good. Grant us always the help of your grace. And remember the definition of grace: God sharing himself with us, God sharing his life with us. Grace isn't a thing, it's a person. It's him. He's sharing his life with you. But we've got to put ourselves in a disposition, if you can get to Mass 5 minutes before it begins, to recollect yourself, or in your own personal daily prayer, take 5 minutes to dial down, put things in their places so you're not going to be plagued by all kinds of thoughts, and just put them there, put them in the Lord's hands, and then open yourself, show yourself to God, show the Lord what's bothering you, what's hard for you, what's challenging you, what you're frightened of, and ask him, help me, teach me. And it says here, as it says in the prayer, that in following your commands, we may please you by our resolve, by our decision, and by our deeds. That's an important prayer, brothers and sisters. And the first reading today is taken from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 17, verses 22 to 24. Thus says the Lord God, I too will take from the crest of the cedar, from its topmost branches, tear off a tender shoot, and plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain heights of Israel I will plant it. It shall put forth branches and bear fruit and become a majestic cedar. Birds of every kind shall dwell beneath it, every winged creature in the shade of its boughs. And all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, bring low the high tree, and I lift high the lowly tree, wither up the green tree, and make the withered tree bloom. As I, the Lord, have spoken, so will I do. He is the source of all life, brothers and sisters. If you want to live in life, in true life, if you want to live, then surrender to God. Surrendering to God is not the easiest thing in the world. But if every time you come to Mass, you say to the Lord before Mass begins, Lord, I surrender my life to you. When you get up in the morning and the last thing at night, I surrender my life to you, Lord. Lead me, guide me. Then you're going to find the Lord taking your life and making of it something glorious for eternity. That's what God's about. God doesn't want to put you down. God doesn't want to destroy you. He wants his love to give you life. He wants to draw you to himself, and he wants to use you for the Father's glory. My goodness, that's an eternity of ecstatic joy, I promise you. But we get so sidetracked by so many other things. And that's why I've been saying the last several weeks, look at your decisions. Make a couple of decisions that will protect your time of prayer, that will protect your time at Mass. And I know if you're parents with small children, you just say to the Lord, Lord, I'm here because I love you. I'm here because I want to serve you. I'm here because I want to learn from you. But my children are occupying all my time right now. That's fine. Just say that to the Lord, and the Lord will grace you because you're acknowledging what you hope for and what you want. At the same time, the Lord knows you're doing his will in parenting your children well. So don't let that be an obstacle. I've had people say to me, well, when my children grew up, then I was able to pray for the first time. Well, that's prayer. The way you can experience it is prayer. But for God, if you simply say, and not using it as an excuse, but simply say, Lord, I can't. I want to listen to you and I want to care for you, but this baby's crying in my arms. I have to walk out. I have to feed the baby, all that kind of thing. God understands. Just keep saying to the Lord, I love you. Thank you for this child. May I serve this child well that they may know you. That kind of thing brings you into the presence of God. It's not the way you'd like it to be with more silence, but God will honor that. So just present yourself to the Lord, all of us, every time we go to Mass, as well as in our personal prayer, because God wants to bring things to life. God wants to make the withered tree bloom. God wants to lift high the lowly tree. God wants to bless. All we need to do is dispose ourselves. We can't make it happen. But we can tell the Lord we love him, we thank him, and we want his graces and blessings for our day. Psalm 92, Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. When good things happen, do you go to him first? Do you offer gratitude to him because he's the source of it all? Think about that. It says here, it is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praise to your name, to proclaim your kindness, your faithfulness. And it says that the just one shall flourish like the palm tree, like a cedar of Lebanon shall he grow. They that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Are you planted? Are you rooted in God? Then ask God for the grace to be more rooted. Believe me, just ask him. They shall bear fruit even in old age. Vigorous and sturdy shall they be, declaring how just is the Lord, my rock, in whom there is no wrong. Trust him at all times. Second letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 6 to 10. Brothers and sisters, we are always courageous, although we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Remember that. We walk by faith, not by sight. Yet we are courageous, and we would rather leave the body and go home to the Lord. Therefore, we aspire to please him, whether we are at home or away. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense according to what he did in the body, whether good or evil. We will be judged. Brothers and sisters, live acknowledging that, not being frightened of it. No need to be frightened of it. If you're following him, if you're seeking to be more conformed to him, and you repent when you fail. Simple. Not easy, but simple. Keep it simple. Even if the words of, will you forgive me, stick in your throat, work at it until you can actually say it. Will you please forgive me, Lord, for this or for that? And know that God does forgive. And the gospel is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 26 to 34. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and through it all the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle, and at once, for the harvest has come." And he said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that when it is sown in the ground is the smallest of all seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. And without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. brothers and sisters, he's giving us a map right there, right there. We're like the mustard seed. We're put into the ground with the smallest of all the seeds, perhaps, but it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches. You can be that so that the birds of the sky can dwell in you, dwell in your shade. You can lead them to safety. My goodness, brothers and sisters, God wants to use us. There is a marvelous teacher, Saint Claude de la Colombière, a Frenchman. He died in 1682, and this is what he has to say about the seed of grace. And grace is God sharing himself with us. So hear this. God's grace is a seed which we must not smother, but which we must neither have open to too much exposure. It must be nourished in the heart and not made to appear too much in the eyes of people. There are two kinds of graces, small in appearance, but from which, nevertheless, our perfection and our salvation may depend. First, there is the light which unveils a truth to us. When we see the truth, we must tend it carefully and be on our guard lest it go out through our own fault. We must use it as a rule in all our actions to see to what it leads us. Secondly, grace is a movement which carries us on to some act of virtue on certain occasions. We must be faithful to these movements because this fidelity is sometimes the key to our happiness. For example, a mortification which God inspires us to practice in certain circumstances, if we listen to his voice, will perhaps produce great fruits of holiness in us. Oftentimes, God starts by asking us to do little things, and we ignore them. We ignore them. We want the big things we're going to do for God. Do the little things. Let God lead you. He knows what he's about. He's getting you out of the center of your life, and he's getting his presence, his grace, and his power into the center of your life. Let him do it. Yield to him. Having suffered with annoyance, he says, a small mortification which I was not expecting, I was greatly confused because of it, recognizing thereby the little love I had for the cross, just a little cross, but I didn't like it. I just wanted rid of it. The result was that I had reason to believe that all the desires I had felt on different occasions to suffer pain and humiliation were only apparent. Or at least I had imagined in these setbacks something else than God and the cross of Jesus Christ. And then Father goes on to say that what he needed to do was accept the mercy of God. And he had to accept God's plan, God's way. It's not my deciding how I'm going to become a saint, my deciding how I'm going to become holy. It's going to the Lord and saying, Lord, I want to draw nearer to you. And God can inspire us to make certain decisions. That's fine. That's what he's talking about here, the seed of grace. But sometimes we come up with our own plan, and that does not lead to life. May God speak to your heart. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.